The preliminary guideline harvest level for the 2009 fishery is 15,308 tons, about 800 tons more than last year's quota. After January's winter test fishery, the GHL will be finalized based on average weights at age sampling. Fish and Game Area Management biologist Dave Gordon says getting to that final number is a two-step process that starts with aerial surveys and mapping the spawn in Sitka Sound, and then doing spawn deposition dive surveys to measure the density of the herring spawn.
You know, basically, we're estimating the total number of eggs that were deposited in the Sitka Sound area. And then from that, we can back calculate, based on the fecundity of the herring, that's the number of eggs a female carries. We can back calculate what the abundance of fish was that returned to spawn in Sitka Sound for that particular year.
After abundance is determined, Gordon says they also collect the age composition of those herring plus the age composition of the commercial catch. Together with abundance information, they're able to put it into a model called the Age Structure Analysis, or ASA model.
You know, that's how we go, you know, with the survival estimate and with the other, you know, parameters that are calculated, we can project what we are, you know, what to expect as far as return the next year, this coming spring, so that we can establish a guideline harvest level for the fishery.
Gordon says they mapped 55 nautical miles of herring spawn last spring. He says it was particularly heavy around the area off Kruzoff Island, which is not necessarily the best place for subsistence harvest of herring eggs.
The character of the shoreline there just is not conducive to setting branches. It's exposed to a lot of wave action, which is not good for subsistence branches. Primarily a lot of exposure to the elements.
Sitka Tribe of Alaska Tribal Council member Mike Bain says it's a very high GHL in light of the poor subsistence herring egg harvest the tribe has experienced in three of the past 4 years. He says the tribe is concerned with the large biomass forecast and with the model that Fish and Game uses to assess the guideline harvest levels.
The model itself that they use for their analysis, they don't take into account the predation due to whales and other marine mammals and even other fish. They say it's figured into the statistics, but we ask them how much the whales eat when they come up here in the spring and summer to eat. Just confusing to me to see how they can say that's figured into the numbers when they don't even know how much a single whale eats on a daily basis.
STA also believes the high herring take could have an impact on halibut and salmon, which would affect more than just subsistence users of herring eggs. Dave Gordon says Fish and Game met with the tribe before the announcement, as is protocol under an agreement between the two groups.
I certainly didn't expect them to be happy with this guideline harvest level, and you know, they have a proposal into the Board of Fish to cap the harvest at 10,000 tons, and I think they see that as sort of a level where when the quota is above that, they are making the case that seems to be when they have difficulty meeting their needs in the subsistence fishery.
Mike Bain says beyond capping the herring quota at 10,000 tons for the commercial fleet, the tribe also has a proposal in to boost the subsistence quota.
We want to boost it up because historically other towns throughout Southeast Alaska and even throughout the rest of the state rely heavily on the Sitka herring spawn, and it's been documented that that's been happening for quite a while, several hundred years at least.
Baines also says that the Memorandum of Understanding between the tribe and Fish and Game, which was established after a bad subsistence year in 2001, just may not be working anymore to meet the needs of the tribe.
So we're just going to have to go above local management and get the rules changed and maybe get more people involved, due to them wiping out such a massive amount of herring. It's going to affect the food chain, and eventually they're going to wipe out the herring in Sitka Sound, I believe. And this year I also predict we're going to have another bad year for our subsistence herring egg take.
Fish and Game says based on its data, the herring stocks continue to be strong. The combined herring fisheries in Southeast are worth a total of $18 million to the state. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.